Chapter 17. Thor Heyerdahl. Comprehension. Passage. Read this profile. Thor Heyerdahl is a Norwegian explorer and zoologist. In 1936, he left modern civilization to live on the Polynesian island of Feitu Haiva in the Pacific Ocean. While he was living with the native people, Thor wondered how people had first arrived on the Polynesian islands. Scientists thought that the first Polynesians had come from Asia in the west, as it was the land closest to the islands. However, local stories told that men had first arrived from the east. There were also stone carvings on several islands, which were almost identical to ancient carvings in South America. Many of the local vegetables, like the papaya and the sweet potato, came from South America originally. All these things convinced Thor that the first inhabitants of the islands had in fact come almost 7,000 kilometers across the ocean from South America. Thor knew that scientists would not agree with his ideas. They did not believe that ancient South Americans could have traveled such a huge distance. So Thor decided to prove them wrong in a very dramatic way by making the journey exactly as those first sailors might have done. Firstly, Thor went to Peru and studied ancient drawings and carvings of boats and rafts. Then he built a raft of balsa wood, copying old drawings as closely as possible. He did not use modern materials, such as nails or wire. He built the entire raft exactly the way the ancient sailors would have done. He named the little raft Kon-Tiki. Experienced sailors, government officials, and boat builders all warned Thor that the journey was impossible. However, with a 6-man crew, the Kon-Tiki set off from Peru on the 29th of April, 1947. The voyage was very difficult. Rough seas rocked the tiny raft and sharks circled it. However, 97 days later, the Kon-Tiki and her crew were washed ashore onto the Raroa Reef in the Polynesian Islands. The raft had successfully traveled across 6,900 kilometers of open sea. Thor had shown the world that such a long voyage was possible and proved that ancient peoples could have traveled in exactly the same way.